intended for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank all of you fake people. Yes.
I'm a big fan. I really am.
Yes. Yeah, he said that. Adam said that last night, Triumph.
He says a lot of things.
No, he does, but he never says nice things about anybody who's funny.
Well, get in line, Beach.
Well, listen.
Lots of fans here.
I know he insults, he antagonizes, he puts down, but that's...
I poop.
That's not going to stop me from saying he's funny. Triumph,
yes.
The Insult Comic Dog is hilarious. I've discovered him, as I guess most of America did, on Conan O'Brien many years ago. Conan, by the way, was banning me from doing the show. Oh, yes.
Oh, officially.
Please, it's nothing personal. It's simply that you suck.
I just thought it was just sort of a matter of fact you were being banned, but he actually made it a policy now.
It's sort of an unspoken understanding around the show.
Yeah.
He really, it doesn't, you know, after Adam's last appearance, it was allowed to go unsaid, you know.
It needn't be said, I guess.
It needn't be. It's just...
A couple years ago when Jimmy was in town and they wanted Jimmy to come on the show, Jimmy said, well, I'll only do it if me and Adam come on the show.
That's pretty much defines your whole career, doesn't it?
Well, no. Hold on. Sometimes it's me and Drew. It's me and Drew.
No, I know. Drew, well, you know, not everyone can carry you. It's got to be...
It's got to be a man with a little more hair on his back than Drew on occasion. But the point is Conan's people said, we'd love to have Adam, but we don't do teams. And
we had just been up there.
Drew and I had done the show.
Yeah, and then the guys from Mr. Show did it the next night, I think.
Siskel and Ebert.
It was
night
just
after that.
That night that they didn't do teams. Don't you understand? Once a year, they don't do teams, and you happen to come on that night.
I think the guy's a big pussy. I really do.
Conan O'Brien?
Yes.
No, he's a visionary. Soon everyone will ban you from show business, Adam. It's only a matter of time.
Well, it is a trend. It is a trend.
What is your ethnicity?
Oh, well.
I'm very curious.
I'm very curious, too, you know?
It sounds like it comes from one of those sort of the negative cultures.
He's not
the
what I think of. Doberman, so,
My dad is a toy Rottweiler.
Toy Rottweiler?
A toy Rott.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
I see the colorings, yes.
Thank you, but I don't really... I don't really think much about my origins. I think more about getting into another dog's ass.
Yeah. I think Triumph, like, if we were human, we'd work at a falafel stand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could see him doing that. Yeah.
Or soup for you kind of thing.
Yeah, let's try that. Like, let's say you were just working selling falafels.
Yes.
And I said, I'm going to have the chicken shawarma with a side of hummus. How much for that?
I would say, I'll give you a chicken shawarma for me to poop on. And then I would actually take a dump in the shawarma.
Yeah.
And then you'd get it, and I don't know how much it would cost.
Yeah.
I would give you
how
a
how about
deal.
If you get the poop separate?
Does look like a poo.
If you get the poop separate from the shawarma.
I get that on the side, yeah.
They don't have that on the menu,
though. I
don't
think they break that up.
No.
Yeah. They're not real flexible.
Because you are poop on the side.
They're not a flexible people, the Middle Easterns. I think we've learned that over the last several years.
Yes.
Flexibility. You know what we need to do? Oh, yeah, this is
right. This
is me rapping as a Middle
it's
Eastern confectioner.
No, cannot tap. No, cannot tap.
That's what you hear when you go to falafel.
No, oh. No, no, cannot tap. No, no mixing. No, cannot tap. Read menu. No, no, get fired.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what it sounds like.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I don't know what it has to do with stooping.
Well,
I thought this was show. I thought you were going to furnish me with some Pekingese, and we were going to have.
We're planning on it.
All right.
It's coming up.
Hour two.
Okay.
Hour two.
Let me tell you something about. Triumph. Yeah.
Yes.
Triumph's got a CD out.
Oh yes.
Yeah. They're the band that plays that guitar that's shaped like a triangle.
Yes, yeah. Triumph
yeah.
is?
Yeah, I think they sung...
The Canadian band.
Yeah, I think they sung some stuff for Stallone in the Rocky movies. But this is a different Triumph. This is
different.
This is the Insult Comic Dog. And the CD, Drew, you listening?
Yeah, I want to see it. Here it is. Here
yeah, it's called Come Poop With Me.
Come Poop With Me. It's my tribute to my old pal Frank Sinatra. We had a lot of fun in the 60s, Frank and I.
It is out. As we speak.
Not just songs, but interviews.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Frank and I used to have four ways with Angie Dickinson and Miss Piggy back in the day.
Nice.
I was always loyal to Frank, you know. I would always help Frank bury hookers in the desert.
Mm. Conan O'Brien is on the CD.
Conan is on the CD, so there you go. He's not the pussy.
Maya Rudolph is on here. Horatio Sanz, Adam Sandler.
There's a rap here. Underage Bichon.
Big name.
Underage Bichon, that was a very unfortunate incident. Listen, she was 10 months old. I swear to God, she told me she was one. And believe me, she could use her tongue like a 7-year-old.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's dog years, right? I mean, that's...
No, that's 7 years. That's human years.
Oh, right. That's...
Oh, yes. This one, she knew her way around. It's these kids nowadays, you know, the Britney. They watch the Britney, and now all of them, you know, before they're even in season.
Do you... What do you think of some of the trends out there?
The tongue piercings.
The scantily clad women. The tattoos. Yeah.
Oh, the scantily clad... No, it's all...
Triumph has no piercings.
It's not about music anymore, you know? You watch these shows and... You get these women with the ass shaking and the quaking, and they don't even sing on, like, Saturday Night Live, you know? J-Lo goes out there... And lip syncs, like, you know, it's like Barney the Dinosaur is a more convincing lip syncer.
Do they lip sync on SNL?
Yes, they do. J-Lo and Britney, it's like it's like H.R. Puffin stuff now.
Wow.
Watching these people.
I only watch it for the TV Funhouse.
Yes, funny cartoons. That's a funny Jew.
Yeah, you ever catch that? That's funny stuff there.
Thank you.
I guess you know the guy.
No.
All right, so the CD is out.
Come poop with me.
We will hear something. We'll hear a cut off the poop CD.
Going to hear a couple of cuts, actually.
Oh, that's right.
You'll
nice.
See. You'll
Two
see.
Cuts.
Do we have to sort of screen them for profanity or anything beforehand?
Already done.
Okay.
Already taken care of and discussed ad nauseum.
Yeah, they're 11 seconds long each. Well, one's 9 seconds, one's 11
yes.
seconds. They're originally 4:33.
Of course, yeah.
All yes. right, let's hop to the phones. What do you say, Drew?
Fair enough. Here
Please,
we go.
Yes, let's talk phones.
Pat?
Sex.
Pat?
Yeah.
You're 21.
Uh-huh.
You're on with Triumph, the Insult Comic Dog.
Okay.
All right, big fan.
Yeah, big fan. Good for you.
What's up? I'm putting him on hold for the okay.
Yeah, we're not tolerating that anymore.
Yeah.
We decided
people have to be nice to our guests, even if they're dogs and even if they insult.
No, Pat could have a serious problem.
Good, I hope he dies while he's on hold.
All right, good.
Angie?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yep.
What's up?
I'm just wondering why at 24 I've lost just all appetite for sex.
Hmm. Do you, you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Is that relationship going okay? Sort of.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
What do you mean, sort of?
I asked him to take a break here because I've had a lot of stuff going on, so.
So you're not into this guy, really?
You're not into him?
Not at this moment.
All right, that's fine.
I don't know if it's just that he treats me too good or I've just got too much stuff going on.
Mm-mm. You need a bad boy.
Yeah. Are you depressed?
No, he's not. He's really...
I know he's not.
That's what you need. That, like, Triumph. Triumph is
no,
a bad boy.
Oh, yes.
Are you depressed?
No.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Birth control pills?
Nope.
What are you using for protection?
We just use condoms.
What? Condoms?
Condoms. Mm-hmm.
Liver flavored for her pleasure?
That's good dog humor.
Well, you know, you have to be responsible.
Hey, Angie.
Uh-huh.
Is your dad a bad guy?
Oh, we don't want to talk about him.
Yeah, that's where we go. That's what's going on here.
Well, actually, I don't know my real father. My stepfather is know. We never really did have a good relationship.
All right. Well, we got need bad boys now.
He's trying to recover from alcohol.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mom's a recovered alcoholic.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let me tell you what stepdad plus booze equals rape.
Yeah.
Because
not from him, but
no.
He doesn't. Anna didn't say that. It just means equals rape.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But
come on, there, guys.
All right.
Twice.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's the deal. When you have that kind of a traumatic history, women oftentimes go through periods of sort of fluctuating sexual arousal, where they get super hyper aroused and then they kind of completely shut down and become depriving of themselves. Hmm. And that's part of the biology of what happens when you've been through a traumatic history like this. So
Triumph, isn't all dog sex
I would recommend.
Isn't it all rape, dog sex, in the dog sex world? Isn't it all rape? Or is none of it rape? And it's
I say none of it is rape.
Right.
I say all she needs to do, rent Iditarod Huskies Gangbang Volume 4.
Oh, yeah.
That'll sprout the pink thing on anybody's lipstick.
Cuba Gooding Jr., I believe, is in that one, isn't he? I think he's in that. Oh, smoking those cigars.
I'm sorry, kids, don't stay off the cigars.
Well, you know, Triumph probably got started on the vaudevillian stage, and maybe working the Catskills and stuff like that back then.
Sure, back then it was PC,
right.
Yes.
All right. So what's Angie need to do? She's to rent the Siberian Husky gangbang for?
Iditarod Huskies game for.
That's right.
She has a lot of different options. She can get involved in maybe some Al-Anon or ACA, since she comes from an alcoholic family history. Yes. She can get some therapy. It might help her with this sort of bipolar quality to her sexual arousal.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Triumph, did you know your parents?
Of course I know my parents.
All right.
Of course I know them. They're... you know, my dad's on the road a lot. You know, I'm kind of like that. The poop doesn't fall far from the butthole, you know.
That's what I say.
I like to hang out on the road. I have a bitch in every city.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. A Pomeranian in Seattle. I've got a Pekingese in San Francisco.
You like
the little
girls, though.
In Los Angeles, I have Sandra Bernhardt.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
You're really slumming it. Just find another dog. Oh, she's so funny. She makes up for it.
It's exactly right. And, you know, since the Kabbalah, she's into some wild stuff, man. She's into this stuff called missionary. Crazy.
I was reading today where Madonna's second kid's book wasn't selling all that great.
Yes,
and I was thinking a 300-year-old story inspired by the Kabbalah that is written by some aging British-esque Detroit diva. Really not selling well for the kids. Kids, they used to eat up the Kabbalah stories. When I was young, I remember you would hear the Kabbalah truck would drive by. You'd hear the sitar music. You'd come running out. It was huge. I can't believe those books aren't selling.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm not going to bite. I'm not going to make fun of Madonna, because she is the one celebrity who someday might actually bang a dog.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Got to keep hope alive.
That's true. Yeah, I guess as a dog, that's your greatest...
It's to
get into another species.
You know what I mean?
Because the best-looking dog is still not as
still
hot as the ugliest female.
No,
right?
I've even stooped cats.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. Cats are the greatest. Just never let one give you a hand job.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Or even imagine the oral would be a little rough,
too. Yeah, that sandpaper tongue can be rough, too.
Well, you know, if you're into it, it's not bad.
No, because once my cat wore through the peanut butter, I could feel that tongue, and it was like having 80 grit on an orbital sander right up against the schlong.
Triumph,
it
you're a whore.
I'm a whore.
Yes.
Well, that yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay,
I belong here.
Okay.
Drew?
Yeah.
Not you, Drew.
Yeah.
Caller Drew?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up?
Oh, boy.
Not too much. I was wondering how many times a day masturbating is normal.
About once a day.
Well, how many times would you have to do it to be a chronic masturbator?
It's different for different guys. Some guys are three times a day, sometimes they're
exactly.
One more time a week.
By what definition is normal?
Well, here's what...
Especially, do you do it with your hand or your tongue?
Well, I can see triumph once he discovered his mouth. Sorry, there's no going back.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just the paw. Dog can't use its hand to pleasure itself, can it? Triumph?
No. Okay. Sign.
Well, with the right lubrication.
Really?
Can. Yes. Yes.
Really?
There are products, but it's no match for the tongue.
No match. It's just
yes.
To me the finishing part. That sounds tough with the mouth. You know what I mean? That's the deal breaker.
Yeah, you wish.
Drew, here's the deal. If it's interfering with your life and if it bothers you and you can't stop, that's hints that there might be a problem. And if that's the way you're feeling, that's usually suggests also a history of sexual abuse in childhood. So,
Well, I haven't been sexual abused. So,
right. Well, what are you good for a day, Drew?
Two to three?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a little problem. I like to see more up at the 5-6 range, but you work on that. 2-3 for a 15-year-old is nothing. I mean, Drew, what do you expect?
No, I'm not saying it's anything.
Do you do it on the school bus?
Then that's something.
Really?
On the school bus?
Nah, I get a road one off every once in a while. Drew?
Well, we're talking to the king here.
Yeah, it's true. It's
Adam
true.
Isn't exactly the barometer for...
healthy masturbation habits.
Well, no, just you're on the high percentile.
That's wow, right. I am so glad that Triumph can come here and break through some of your denial. When I bring it up, Triumph, he won't hear of it. He yells at me, how dare you? What's the matter?
Maybe you just need to poop around the studio a couple of times.
That's nice.
Triumph,
that's nice.
Lighten the atmosphere.
He busts chops. He doesn't mean it.
I kid.
That's right. He kids. You hear that, Drew? Jacob?
Hey.
Jacob, you're 17. What's up?
Oh, hey, just like to say real quick that Adam, you're a true comic genius.
Well, and, thank you. I know Triumph.
For you to poop on.
Exactly.
You see, because he sucks, you see.
I've never laughed harder for 5 minutes than when you bash the Star Wars Empire's guy.
Oh, those bitches. Those poor nerds. Someday I hope George Lucas CGI some girlfriends for those guys.
There you go. And Drew, you got some opera for us?
No, actually,
no.
Oh, come on, Drew. I've heard about these.
Oh, it's good.
You'll
time.
Start howling if he starts.
Yeah, it hurts your ears.
Yeah, I know. Who's like kidding? Who? I haven't heard. I've heard you sing. Oh, I haven't heard howling like that since I caught my nuts in a lawn sprinkler.
Here it is.
This is Drew?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually good.
Triumph.
Yeah,
it's not a man of discriminating taste. Like, I mean, a gentleman of discriminating taste.
I would have thought it was a real singer.
It's not for you to poop on, or
no ifs, ands, buts, or poop ons.
All right,
sorry.
All right, Jacob.
All right, yeah.
Well, he just earned the ultimate compliment from Triumph. He was not pooped upon.
He was not. He had me fooled,
Jacob.
Yeah, I had two quick questions for you guys. The first one is, like, for some reason, I can't seem to be able to, like, orgasm whenever I'm standing up. And if I do, it takes, like, 30 to 45 minutes, and, I mean, it just hurts.
What a nice thing to know. You can stand in one position and just nothing will happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If your heels are touching hardwood, you're not going to actually have an orgasm.
Yeah,
maybe you don't want to break yourself of that. Yeah.
Are you afraid of getting stuck inside of her? Is that the problem? Because that's a common fear, and it's really, it happens very rarely.
And to humans, be fair.
It happens, I don't know. I mean, I'm just telling you from experience, it's not, don't buy into the hype.
Right.
It very rarely happens to the
It rarely happens. Canines? And you know what? It's not as bad as it looks.
When it happens.
No, you just go with it.
You just run around. You just keep running.
You go with it. Sometimes you even make conversation.
True. Have you ever felt the cold sting of a neighbor's hose when you were stuck inside a bitch?
No. Can't say I have. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. I know Triumph has been there.
Oh, yes. It's pain. Yes. Pleasure pain. Yeah, absolutely.
It's tough during the winter months.
Yeah.
Jacob?
Wait. So he... Yeah. Yes, Jacob. Yes.
Okay.
Jacob.
You want to be able to do this so when you're with your girlfriend, you can have an orgasm like when you're doing it, Triumph, but doggy style?
That's fine. I didn't make up that term.
You didn't, not you.
Well, I mean, like you guys said, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I was just wondering, like, I mean, if that's really weird, because, like, I mean, I told, like,
no, two or three
of my friends...
Yeah. Now, they're guys that get into their masturbatory groove, and that is, they're locked into that.
Here's the problem, is you can't beat off in the shower. And if you can't...
can sit there, some shower.
All right, but come on, you'll drown. If you can't beat off in the shower, it limits your mobility. You can't go to camp. You essentially can't shower.
You can't live. Huh?
Yeah, you can't bathe yourself. I mean, what's your incentive for getting in the shower if you can't beat off? I don't even know what goes on in showers. I assume it's just beating off. But,
what are you talking about?
I guess. I come out, I'm dry, I'm bone dry, hair's dry, I still stink. Sweat going on my brow. No, I'm just saying, if you're traveling around...
But then you use that spigot to hose it all down with afterwards, right?
That's what it's there for.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, as a 17-year-old, if you can't beat off standing up, then you can't beat off in the shower, then you can't go to camp, and you can't go to your buddy's house. You can't essentially travel. That's all I'm saying. So it limits your mobility. Yes, Triumph?
Can you beat off while you're leaning?
Oh, that's a good point. Jacob?
Yeah.
What do you have to be completely horizontal, or could you be up at a 45-degree angle, let's say?
It's still hard, but it does lower the time.
You have to be flat on your back.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it within like...
What? Do you need the leg lock? Is that what you need?
No, I mean, I guess basically lying on my back is like the only way I can do it within...
All right, well, you need to do what I did when I was 17
Train.
And break myself of
Train.
That. Here's how I started, though.
Yeah.
I'd lay flat on my back, yeah. Point my toes, with my legs all stiff, yeah. And then right at the moment of orgasm,
I'd jump
straight up and just go off like a rainbird. And that's when my stepmom would walk in. But that's how you can train yourself, if you can actually just pop up the second of orgasm.
I thought you were going to say you just sort of slowly, each time, be
each
a few
time
degrees.
I would ratchet the bed up a couple degrees.
Until, need a hospital bed
until
to work
eventually
this out.
I was like Frankenstein on the slab.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog is here tonight.
Yes.
Very funny. He's got to...
Thank you, fake people. Very touching.
Comic Come Poop With Me is the name of the CD. We're going to hear a cut off of that aforementioned CD. We also have a Germany or Florida to play. We'll explain to Triumph how this game works. It's sweeping the country, Drew, yes? All right.
Germany,
there's the theme.
Florida. We're going to play right now?
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tomorrow night, Linkin Park is going to be in here.
Oh, what a great band.
You like them? Big fan.
The Chinese guy in Chester. It's always the same song. Every song is like, I'm a Chinese guy. I'm a rapping guy. I'm a Chinese guy. And I am screaming now!
That's the band.
That's them. Every song is this.
Then Cypress Hill. The following night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's same. Kind of they kind of do the same thing, too, right, Triumph?
Oh, exactly. It's like no difference.
And then there's Papa Roach in here on Thursday night. Again, that's pretty much the same thing about the Chinese guy. And the guy screams. Chester screams.
Cypress Hill, they're a little infuse a little marijuana into the whole mix, though, right?
Right.
Yeah. Still a Chinese guy and...
a rapping guy.
Same guys,
guy. Still thing, same thing.
Triumph the Insult Comic Dog is here tonight. He has a CD out called Come Poop With Me. We're going to hear something off that CD. A lot of big names on this. Adam Sandler is the executive producer.
Yeah,
so it's got to be great. And how does he get to be executive producer? How does that work? Do you have a relationship with him? Do you
know something you don't, you have to put yourself in Adam Sandler's position, the position of someone who's very successful in show business, you see?
Yeah,
he's big.
Adam, you have to put yourself
He can do
him.
Anything okay. that he wants. So he said, I want to make a record with Triumph. And about 80 ass kissers said, what time and where?
Right. Well, the Triumph is
very simple.
He's the comics comic dog.
Yeah, I can see
that. You know
what
I mean? You
brought him up last night with great glowing reviews.
A lot of industry people like him.
People in the back of the room.
Yeah. I used to like him, too.
No, hey, what?
No,
what?
No,
I kidded.
No, that's what he does.
That's what I do.
All right, now it's time to play Germany or Florida.
Well, explain the travel.
Please,
that's what I'm
going to
do. Yes. Here's how it goes, Tri. You've traveled around. I'm sure you've seen a lot of
this. Oh, please.
We've decided.
Everywhere.
I was over at Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm sure you're a fan of his show as well.
Everyone's talking about that show.
Right. No, it's a very popular show. No?
Yeah, right.
Okay. And when we sit down in the writer's room every day, every weird story, every bizarre story, the occult and the macabre all comes out of either Germany or Florida. So we decided to start this game called Germany or Florida.
Anything that starts on the Jimmy Kimmel Show has to be good.
Yeah, this never started on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. It sat around for 6 months, and eventually I put it on this show.
It wasn't good enough for the Jimmy Kimmel Show?
Can you imagine?
And you're passing it off as entertainment?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm putting my own personal stink on it. And you know about putting your stink on something.
Yes, and that turns it into something else.
Yeah. That's right. He did that carpet scooch during the commercial.
Yes. You bet.
All right,
it feels good, doesn't it?
Little something to remember me by.
Ronnie reads the story. We decide Germany or Florida.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
Germany or Florida.
Oh, you and Tri are going to do well.
Yeah.
That'd be hot.
Good. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Yeah, hey, guys. 13-year-old kid. He's a boy. He's being tried for cruelty to animals. He took a kitten and put it in a shopping cart, beat it against the wall a few times, then he took it out. Beat it with a stick, and then finished off by shoving the stick up its anus.
Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the cat.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's tragic.
Definitely Florida. Well.
Yep.
All right. Well,
if you like cats, it's tragic. Yes.
Yeah. You're not a big fan.
Well, you know.
Any port in a storm, but you don't like to hang out with
exactly
them.
You got it.
All right, so we're gonna agree with Triumph on this one and go Florida. Plus,
what do you think? Because Adam, you're never wrong.
This sounds like a Floridian thing to do, although the cruelty thing to animals, but I don't think they have shopping carts in Germany. Florida.
All right, good,
they
good
carry
part.
Their food over there. What's up there, Ronnie? What is it?
Oh, it's Florida. All right,
Florida.
Yep.
They're more creatively cruel in Germany.
Yeah. That's a good point, too. Also,
you're right. Larger scale cruelty.
Yeah. Mop handle up the ass. Done that.
Old time. Old fashioned.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Travis is right. Florida would have been several cats. And some instrument to...
You mean Germany?
Germany, I beg your pardon.
Right.
Let's hear a
cut.
Yeah,
we want to hear from Triumph. And,
are we going to hear some music, some rock-a-tumi, sack-a-tumi, or are we going to hear the phone call?
Well, we're gonna hear one called Aikid.
Okay, this is the single.
Mm-hmm.
I poop on everyone in the music industry, and there's a video with this. It's going to be big. It's already buzzworthy on MTV.
All right. Well, here it is. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog with Aikid.
I thought my CD was done, but that's not what they say. Do an insult track. We need it for radio play. Ramming the names, I'll take a long, hard pee. Time to mess up the bees like an MP3. American Idols, that's who I look for in the poop section of my local record store. Ruben or Clay, oh, which should I pick? It's like choosing which puddle of vomit to lick. And when I want something even more fruity and fake, I look up N for NSYNC or T for Timberlake. So many skills Justin's making a buck at. Does he rap? Does he sing? He doesn't know what to suck at. Now as for the bitches, let's give Britney thanks for the face that launched a million preteen skanks. You were a virgin, that had to be hard. You've had more bones in your mouth than a Saint Bernard. I kid.
You just make a little joke.
I joke with you.
Little dog, little joke.
I kid.
You just make a little joke.
Yeah, you're a great actor.
Little dog, little joke.
Now let's go to Walmart where they won't sell my CD. That company's nuts are in a jar in aisle 3. But you can see Christina in all her sluthood. It's like watching porn, but the music's not as good. I want to stuff my TV's crotch with a dollar. Still, I'd hump you if I could wear my flea collar. You're looser than my poop after eating honeydew. Only 50 cents been plugged more than you. And yet you're too old for Fred Durst to desire. He's checking out the cast of Lizzie McGuire. Soon Fred will try to get Mandy Moore to open for him, and I don't mean on tour. You're not the first thirst for R. Kelly. His videos premiere at the LAPD. I believe they set up an innocent guy. You know what else? I believe I can fly. I kid.
You just make a little joke.
I joke with you.
Little dog, little joke.
I kid.
You just make a little joke.
I believe Michael too.
Little
yes.
Dog, little joke.
Now look how freaking cool those guys from The Strokes are. Their riffs are three times as old as my jokes are. Hey, white striped guy, is that your wife or your sister? Shouldn't you be playing country music, mister? Hey, Coldplay, maybe you should be Cold Sore. Back when you were you two, I liked you so much more. Somehow your song Yellow reminds me of pee. I think 'cause when it's over, it's a big relief to me. Yo, Pink, is that your hair or a tattoo? I didn't know Supercuts at the drive-thru. Yo, Nelly, what the hell kind of name is that? That's about as gangster as an Easter bonnet hat. And Snoop says he's clean now? You make the call. The guy's higher than Billy Joel's cholesterol. Snoop, there's only room for one dog putz. And I can rap. Can you lick your own nuts? Poop Diddy, are you in show business still? I didn't know wearing a suit was a skill. J-Lo, J-Lo, the giant Taylor. For a doggy's nose, that's the holy grail-o. Shakira's butt's fine, but it won't hold still, you see. I sniffed Elton John's tush just for all the history. I sniffed J-Lo's ass and got too touchy-feely. She let loose a bomb that was bigger than Geely. I kid.
I joke
a whizzy. I kid. I even like, I don't
nothing
like athletics. Avril Lavigne, punk queen, now there's a key there. Go back north, Celine needs a babysitter. Philip Glass, atonal ass, you're not immune. Write a song with a f***ing tune. And on the list of pussies, don't leave off MTV. I scared them and Eminem, so they gave the hook to me. Slim Shady, why do you find me so scary? We're just two regular dudes who banged Mariah Carey. Wipe off that frown, just do without it. Hey, my mom was a bitch too, but I don't go writing songs about it. I kid. I joke with you.
Little dog, little joke.
I kid. You know I never meant to hurt you. I kid.
Brian, the insult comic dog.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that is solid.
I poop on them all.
You
got to see the video.
Any backlash from any of the big celebs yet?
Not yet, you know. I'm more worried about... I wrote the whole song outing Benji.
Oh, right.
Benji's queer.
No.
Yes.
I think it's...
Weird. That's wild.
Yeah.
You didn't know about this?
I heard the third and the seventh Benji
I
were
heard
gay.
A rumor that he sexually with abused which? When he was 3 months.
The
Benji. That's such... You know what? He's spinning it already.
Oh, really? So we're supposed to feel sorry for him?
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be on Barbara Walters. He always lands on his feet.
Yeah, you know, is Benji still alive? He must have family.
Whichever Benji it is, he's queer. Benji's gay. He sees two balls and he barks, hooray! It's pretty much the song.
It's catchy.
Yes, it's a good one.
All right, we have a lesbian.
Yes!
Call. That's, you know what that's when two people, two females like each other. Angie?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, well, I'm 21, and, well, I like this girl, and she's straight, though. She's been my friend for, I would say, 8 years around there, and I really like her. And
Have you had a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And what happened to your last girlfriend?
Oh, we broke up, problems with my family, so I just, you know,
recently?
We just separated.
Huh? Recently?
About 2 months ago.
I'm trying to figure out what's making you go after a straight girl.
No, oh, she's straight?
You said she's straight, right?
Yes, she's straight.
Why would you go after somebody?
It's just the way she acts with me. I mean, I love her personality. I love the way she is.
No, I understand that you're sort of feeling intimate with her, but she's not going to be romantic with you or sexual with you because she's straight.
No, I know that, but the thing is that...
Yeah, a couple of wine coolers these days, every girl's... pretty pliable.
What's the equivalent in Triumph's world for wine coolers?
No, that's because the thing is that, you know, every time I go out with my friends to gay clubs, she always wants to come. You know, always. Like, okay, I'll go with you. Or, you know, whenever...
Well, she's your friend and she cares about you, but it doesn't mean she's ready to be romantic.
I think if you leave a snossage in the sun long enough,
it'll catch a buzz. It'll ferment.
Yeah. I mean,
it becomes hallucinogenic at that point.
Triumph told me, sort of in confidence during the commercial, that's the way he gets the bitches a little loopy.
Is it this weird to be, you know, a gay hitting on the street? Adam, you never get hit on by, like, you know, Ryan Seacrest or something?
No.
Never happens in show business?
It's never happened that I've been hit on.
He talked to me.
Ryan did?
Yeah, does that mean...
No.
No.
No, I got the monobrow and the sort of monotone and
yeah.
hair on the ass.
I'm, you're not the gay man's dream. Well, you're not bear, tidy
the,
enough.
The guys no. like the bear types.
Yeah, there's a certain... But you see, I'm not fat enough for the bear fans.
Yeah.
And I'm not ass hairless enough for the prim gays.
Yeah,
so, you know.
You're in between.
And my ass is like a overgrown vacant lot. You can't play ball there.
Yeah, no, you can't
you go,
do anything
go to
there.
The park.
Right.
You're
right.
not going to
okay.
find anything.
All
right.
There's no amount of... You need a heavy equipment to clear it out.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've often said, Triumph, that finding my asshole is like finding Santa's mouth. It's just, it's a lot of hair. It's
yes.
a lot of stuff to get through there before
but that's,
you can
but
get
he's
it.
A lot to
look,
that's his experience with
do you
this.
Have trouble with the crust around it?
Yeah, I will. That's why I do that to play, too.
It's all about the...
yeah. Hey,
it's all about
hey, listen,
the carpet drag.
Yeah, it is.
Angie.
Yes.
So what we're basically getting to here is that you going after a straight girl is going to be a waste of time. Unless
well, yeah, you know, should I keep on? Is it just
no.
wasting my time? Just move
yes,
on?
You're wasting your time. You can make one sort of pass at it if you want, but
you know what? Last week we went out, and there's this girl who says she's straight, super straight, but we made out and everything. That's why
well,
I'm like...
Yeah, but sometimes girls are curious or experimenting,
yeah.
but you're only going to get hurt unless she's lesbian, unless she's ready to get in a relationship. It's going to
mm-hmm.
hurt you to sort of go down that path and have her just be experimenting.
Yeah,
but
it's like it's like
you
getting...
with me, though? You know, we go out and she wants me to be touching her. She wants me to be hugging her all the time.
Angie, just listen to me. She may... Well, first of all, you have to ask her, are you lesbian or do you think you are?
They've asked her, my friends, and she's like, oh, no, hell no.
All okay, right, so she is.
That's a good sign.
Oh, no,
yeah. Keep at it.
She may be experimenting. If she is, that's only going to sort of be alluring to you and get you in further than you need to be, and then she's going to be gone.
Hey,
so why do that to yourself?
Angie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going on with your life besides you trying to... tag lesbians. What's
not lesbians,
going on?
Straight chicks, which is
straight
worse.
Chicks and turn them out. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
I smell...
Working, going to school.
Uh-oh. I smell some junior college coming from you. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam is as good at that as he is at Germany and Florida.
I really am.
Amazing.
All right, where are you working?
Right now at a nursing home.
Right
school.
Now, right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
That's always a bad sign.
No one ever goes, right now, I'm a physicist. They just answer with physicist. Right now, I mean, that's a bad sign. Angie, what are you doing right now?
At a nursing home.
Uh-oh.
Aha!
A lot of poop over there, Triumph. A lot of excess poop. What do you do over there, Angie?
Oh, I work for the dietary. I'm a supervisor.
All right. So you basically cut the Jell-O into squares?
No, she checks the temperature of everything before it goes out to the patients.
Really?
Yeah,
right?
The food correct.
What do you got? What are those geezers care for
all
temperature?
There's all kinds of laws about that stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Wait a minute. All right, keep up the good work, Angie. What goes on with that? Why
I'm not a
dietitian.
You've got one on the line there. There's certain regulations about how the food is presented and prepared and stuff. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Only in this country.
Angie?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Angie, why do you have to check the temperature of the food before it goes out to the old folks?
Oh, you know, why do we have to check it? Well, because, you know, it has to be warm enough, good enough for them, and it's, you know, healthy. We can't be serving, you know, cold food to them.
And not too hot, so it burns them.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but...
And then check their diet, what they intake of their food
make
and their
sure
calories.
Make sure
you get
the right balance,
you know?
The right calorie counts and stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
This is an important job, actually.
I understand the temperature part. I mean, yeah, I understand the food can't be on fire when they consume it or can't be frozen with a fork stuck in it, but... all places that movie theaters have to do that too, don't they? Ballparks,
check
restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's a gig.
Institutional
really?
Food is. I don't know, but here's the deal: if it's not hot enough, the bacteria can grow in it.
So you got
to
blow
too.
On it, right?
So it's healthcare environment.
Here's the reality: old people do nothing but complain, especially the Jews, right? And if they get anything that's just a little bit this way or a little bit that way. You never hear the end of it.
God forbid they should get the worm in their stool.
No, see, they don't know real tragedy, do they, Triumph? They
Ascaris in your
yeah. They don't
yeah. anus.
They don't.
No, you have to treat old people gently. You know, one time I humped Elizabeth Taylor's hip and
oh really?
Yeah, it
just,
broke.
It'll
it.
Break. Yeah.
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 That
be
was
careful.
Not
good. No.
Stay away from that.
No, these things actually. you know, there are things in the healthcare systems that are burdensome and a problem. This is not one of those things.
No.
This actually is a good
thing. Labeled it a burdensome problem, and when I'm in charge, it will go away.
Yeah.
Well, old people that will either get frozen food or food that's on fire. There'll be nothing in between.
What
there'll
if she
no
could
lukewarm.
Turn old people into gay people?
That I you think know, she could.
Put them to use.
I think she's an injection away from doing that. Just that shot in the IV tube. Yes, sir.
That's what we know.
Straight is straight, gay is gay, you know?
You can't
turn. Ricky Martin once licked my balls for 3 hours. Nothing happened.
Didn't turn you.
Nothing.
Not gay.
Still not gay. Still not gay.
I know. I've been cornholed by the best of them and never turned me.
Really, from the canine world or from both? All types, all species.
Manatees, everything. I've never been turned.
Imagine. Keep trying.
I'm trying.
You know, I appreciate the effort.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Triumph, the insult comic dog, here tonight. Got himself a new CD out called Come Poop With Me.
Oh, yes.
And we'll be right back after this.
Cues, I sues, I'm bues, I cues, I'm bues, I'm cusack.
Pusey, pusey, kappa, poopa, kaka, rappa, tappa, tappa, rapping.
My kisser? My kisser. It's always like, you're good, keep going.
Going to rap with you, I'm a rapping guy, I'm a Chinese guy, I'm a rapping Chinese. And I am not Chinese.
I gotta cue up the teleprompter for trying. You got lost. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, everybody.
Sorry, I'm not down with the rap it to me.
No, that was
old,
good. That was good.
Well, it was good, but this is not his forte.
No, I know.
He's old school.
Unlike my forte, rapping.
Yeah, you rap.
Yeah, right.
The CD is called Come Poop With Me. We're going to hear another amazing cut off of the new CD in the 11 o'clock hour. Let's hop back to the phones. Again, tomorrow night, Linkin Park, and then Cypress Hill and Papa Roach in here in the next few days.
My goodness.
Leo?
Hello?
You're 24?
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up?
Hi, nothing much. Oh, I'd just like to say that Dr. Drew's book has reached all the way to Champaign, Illinois, and we discussed it one time in our class, in our humanities class.
Wow.
Wow, University of Illinois?
Yes, it's at Champaign now, not at Chicago. There's campuses.
Triumph, have you
proved this is
on the
one box? Copy of the book?
The one
that
was sold.
Passed around?
The one that was sold.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
In what context was it discussed?
It was discussed in the part that deals with the addiction and stuff like that.
I see.
Because our professor asked us if any of us have dealt with that in our past, you know, and I said, yes, I have dealt with that, you know. And I didn't mind saying it because it was dealing with such a, you know, it was just so cool to say it at the time. It felt so comfortable to say it, you know.
Good
I said,
for you,
yes,
Leo.
I've done a lot of that.
It's something that's ecstasy
in my life, and,
it's
you know,
something that's stigmatized needlessly, unfortunately, but thank you for bringing that up.
What is depression?
Drug use, depression, mental health issues. But hey, the book is called Cracked, if you're interested. I put a lot of my life into it. So.
Yeah. All right.
Come poop with me.
Come poop with me, on the other hand. Also,
it's your turn to plug.
He put his heart and soul into that.
I can see that.
And again, a year's worth of work for you is 7 for trying.
Absolutely.
I ate 20 burritos before I crapped that out.
Look at the hot bitches on the front.
Oh, yes.
He's got the Olsen twins on flanking him. There's some shots of him in the studio having sex with poodles.
Well, you know.
It's great. Let's take another call. Thomas.
Hi. Adam,
16, what's up?
Yeah. Why were you kicked from the Conan O'Brien show?
Kicked? Adam was kicked, yes.
I did the show a few years back. Conan sort of hung me out there to dry a little bit. He sort
the
of
show you and I were in?
Folds his arms. No, I did it again after that. And then he decided I was a little too blue, and he was just kind of a pussy about the whole thing.
You were blue?
I think.
He's like,
yeah, not brown like you. I work blue.
See, I guess they can handle the poo humor, but not the masturbation humor that Adam relies upon.
Are you
upon.
Kidding? We have a character called the Masturbating Bear, most popular thing. I'm telling you, it was just the day Adam was there.
Yeah, it was a tough day.
It was, you know.
Yeah. I don't, I'll tell you, Conan's a funny guy and all. Not that funny, but but pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a very funny man. Tell you what he does as a host. He'll sort of just sit back and fold his arms and lean back and
Oprah does leave
you, let you hang for a while. He doesn't jump in and help you out like I do with Triumph.
Yeah. Well, I need help, you know. Conan, I think Conan... I see Conan on the show, and he's a laugh a minute. I really think so.
He's a smart guy.
Very smart.
Yeah.
He can tell when an interview is tanking, and he might as well lean back.
That's when he sits back.
Does this sound familiar?
I think that's what it was. No, I seriously, the problem with Conan and Leno and Letterman is they're not.
As long as you're lumping them all together.
They're non-human beings. They just sit there, and you can't really have a conversation with them. You can only have a fake conversation with them while the TV cameras are going, and they never stop dancing. They never, you know, I mean, I guess Letterman, because he's been on the air for 40 years, can sit back just a little bit and let you do your thing. But Conan never stops dancing. He's like, always on. Just relax. It's really horrible. And Leno's doing the same thing. They're constantly in a reloading mode. And it's uncomfortable to even talk to them. They're like non-human beings.
I love Conan.
I don't understand it. And,
tomorrow on the show,
Letterman, the greatest guy in the world that everyone hates. Really, everyone's like, "Oh, he's a great guy."
I'm on Leno tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, really?
I'm on Leno, so if you're in the LA area, please show up.
Yeah,
I don't want 300 grandmas who are like, "Where's Seabiscuit?"
Oh, listen,
I thought it was Seabiscuit.
No, it's going to be horrible.
It's going to be horrible.
It's going to be a whole bunch of old folks that get off a bus. It's going to be a nightmare.
You'll enjoy it, though.
No, you stay here.
Seriously?
Stay here. You'll bomb over there. It's not going to work.
Oh,
stay
boy.
Here. Triumph, the comic insult dog.
I take it as a challenge.
All right. Jump Grand Canyon on a moped if you want a challenge. Triumph is here tonight. Got a new CD out. We'll hear some more of that after this. Hey everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Linkin Park in here tomorrow night. And then who else? Cypress Hill.
Papa Roach.
Big fan. Big fan,
Thursday
yes.
Thursday night. I'm learning about them tonight.
Triumph,
no idea who the hell these people
Triumph
are.
Triumph the insult comic dog.
But you're a musician
in studio tonight.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, yes. I come from a musical background, yes.
Oh, really?
Did I already do these jokes?
No. Tell us.
Oh, yeah. My papa sang in Yiddish theater.
Oh, really?
Years ago, Gishaimen Michen Pupin, Gishlichen Nachen Duspin. And then my mom is an Afghan who looks exactly like Celine Dion.
Wow.
Yeah.
And my sister is not musical, but she smells exactly like Christina Aguilera.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Very pungent.
Good times.
Yeah, and a dog knows, because a dog's sense of smell is like 1,000 times more keen than
a
human.
Sure.
I can tell.
It gets me into trouble, my sense of smell.
I want to ask you a couple things.
Adam, you need to change the condom in your wallet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Not bad.
Yes, sorry.
You can tell.
Yes, and I can tell the last time you've had sex.
Any skin cancer on him?
Yeah, anything?
Adam.
Burpees? No, I
30 had, seconds ago.
I gave Anne a quickie in the bathroom. That's
I
all.
I think it was yourself.
Oh, well, yeah.
Nice. Well, I call my hand Anne.
I get it. All right. Were you standing
like
up?
It.
Were you standing up?
I do one knee. I grab a knee. Okay. I call it grabbing a knee.
Are you in the stall?
I try to aim toward the stall, but if I'm in, I get too much back spray.
Right.
Okay.
This is an important
man.
Question you're building to here.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know the answer to this, too.
Well,
about the smell.
Okay, couple of questions.
Yeah.
So we rarely get to speak to dogs.
Yeah.
I wonder if they say that a dog's sense of smell is 1,000 times more powerful, why after they take a crap they bury their nose in it? You know, it seemed like it would be overwhelming, 1,000 times more pungent than it is to the human nose.
It's all relative. I don't know what you have the problem with the crap.
Have you ever eaten crap?
Have you ever tasted it? You know, it gets such a bad name all the time. But you know, just Try it once.
So our question is, if we had the sense of smell of a dog a thousand times more powerfully, would poo start to smell like lilacs?
Would it smell like lilacs? Would,
you see what I'm saying?
I understand, you know.
It's hard for me.
I can't put
myself in your shoes.
Right.
Well, I don't know what your... I think it's a cultural thing. But I think you're taught as a child.
The poo is bad.
You're probably abused.
Yes, yes.
And forced to think that poo doesn't smell good.
Eat poo. And then make,
no, that it doesn't smell good.
In other words, like, for a dog, there's a bouquet to the poo that we miss.
Not just dogs, Indonesians as well.
Oh, really?
You go over there, they eat poo like nobody's business.
Wow.
Yes, you see, cultural.
Yes, well, there you have a point.
Yes.
I also had an idea about crotch-sniffing dogs. And I know all dogs sniff crotches, but here's my
differentiating
idea. And maybe you could help me spearhead this idea.
All ears.
They're dogs that sniff out gunpowder, and dogs that sniff out cocaine, and marijuana, and all. They can train them to sniff anything, right?
Yes, yes.
Right. You look at them as narcs, those dogs, right?
Pathetic. Whores.
Right, selling out to the man. But what I'm saying is a dog could smell an infection on a woman, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, sure.
There's certain subtle differences to infections. And instead of taking a woman and putting her up on the stirrups and having her go through the humiliation of the gynecological exam, we could just run a dog by them, and they'd stop, and they'd start wagging their tail, and you know that's yeast.
Stop putting us to work, man.
Oh, you're saying you don't like that.
I just don't like my sense of smell being exploited for... Right. For good.
He's not going to whore out his nose.
No. It'd be great. We'd have the candida, the yeast dog, the gonorrhea dog, the syphilis dog. And they each have a little, like, a sweater with gonorrhea,
yeast.
And they'd run by.
When Rodman threw a party, they'd be by the front door.
Yeah, yeah.
And start barking.
Yeah. It'd be a series of them. Yeah.
Do that as sport, you know?
You do that on your
Absolutely.
Own
Courtney Love walks by and we're like, what is it today?
Right.
I understand. Kind of thing.
All right. Let's... take some phone calls here and speak to Carly, who's 25. Carly?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I have a question for Triumph.
Yeah. Yes.
I was wondering, what do you think of the Average Joe show and the chick's leg on there?
And the chick's
I'm
what?
I'm really nervous right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, please. You're nervous? You're talking to someone who eats his own crap.
That's right.
We've lowered the bar for you, okay? There's nothing lower.
Triumph is on the show tonight, too.
Now, please, Average Joe, and what was the second thing?
What do you think of the chick on there, her leg?
Her leg.
What'd you do?
I wouldn't kick her leg out of bed for eating crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd hump that thing.
Now, do you have a preference? You like a right leg, a left leg, or it doesn't matter?
It depends on the person, you know? Like Sam Donaldson's left leg is kick-ass.
Better.
You know, just a really firm shin.
Right.
And nice and long and very well-informed.
Uh-huh. Will you go at a leg backside ever, or is it always shin side?
I'm a shin guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a shin guy. You know, some dogs like to kink it up.
Right.
And go the other way, but, you know.
Straightforward.
But I'm a traditionalist.
Is it your shin and instep?
I'm a shin guy, you know, and when I sniff a crotch, it's, you know, straight up. It's never from underneath.
I like that. That's old school. We need more of that, Drew.
Yes.
Hey, Carla.
Rock on, yeah?
You okay?
Yeah.
I learned from Buddy Hackett, by the way.
Conan everything. Rocks. Bye.
Bless his soul.
Conan Rocks. You hung up on Conan Rocks. There's a vote for Conan, and you hung up.
She hung up. Carly hung up on
because herself. She knew she was beating you to it. That's why. She knows. She knows what's going on here.
I'm a big fan.
Yes.
All right. Let's
join the club.
You have to kiss Conan's ass. I mean, he gave you your break, right, Triumph? I mean,
listen,
he put
it's
you on
not,
the map.
Please, I have pictures of him naked.
He
owes me. I'm doing this out of survival. Oh no! I did it. You got it out of me.
Drop the F-bomb. That worked.
Wow.
We'll clean that up.
Okay. Wow. 6 seconds of dogs. Silence.
Let's get his training collar on and give him a correction.
Yeah.
Get an electric fence before in front of the microphone.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
You're 21?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Yes.
I've been going out with this girl for about 14 months now, and we've messed around in bed sometimes, and she's done oral on me, mm-hmm. and she complains about my taste. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that what I eat can affect how I taste. So I was wondering mm-hmm. if you knew what foods to avoid, what foods are good.
Triumphs taste like poo. Right? Yes, Triumph. That's...
Well, did she say yours tastes like poo? Did she describe the taste?
She said it was like sour.
Sour, yes.
Really unpleasant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. I would avoid dried up chicken bones.
Yeah, and okay. coffee grounds are bad, too, I think.
Well, it's going to be hard to give those up.
Hey, Pat?
Yeah?
You interested in changing your diet?
Yeah, I'm willing to do it.
What do you... well, now, why aren't you having sex with this girl?
Well, religious reasons, really.
Because this is a bogus call.
Yeah, it's bogus.
I got bogus from the second he opened his mouth.
Yeah, Pat, you're full of crap. Yeah, thanks. Okay, listen, speaking of religion, we'll see you in hell.
Conan
right?
Rocks! Conan Rocks! Wait, he said Conan Rocks. He's cool.
No, he's a jackass. All right, Pat, go jack yourself off and drink it, would you?
Good times.
All right. Pat's a great guy. I like this sort of belligerent bogus caller, too, who gets busted and then just shuts up.
Yeah.
Just, Pat, just kill yourself, would you, please? All right, we have a Germany or Florida now. Now the Triumph knows how the game is played.
Oh, I'm very good at this game.
Right.
Germany or Florida? Germany. It's Germany.
Really? Starting already? Yes. Right. Hasn't even heard.
My sense of smell. It's my sense of smell.
The guy's name is Khan?
Khan.
Khan.
Khan?
Yeah, with an N.
Okay.
Don't have to be so belligerent.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Is that your real name? Is that your real name?
Yeah.
All right. What's the question?
Rock on. Right.
Police are searching for a man they say could be the most stupid burglar they have ever encountered. The unknown man broke into the building of a lumber sales company during the night and violently assaulted a coffee machine which contained only
tokens.
We
heard this one. We heard this one.
Sorry, Con.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was it then?
Hey, Con.
Yeah?
Kiss my ass, you little prick.
What?
Aww. Screw you. There's nothing worse than a 15-year-old with a smart mouth. Shut up. Go back to the 10th grade and beat off. Wow. Wise asses. I'm tired of these wise-ass 15-year-olds.
I thought I was mean.
Well,
it Germany or Florida?
You're funny mean. I'm unfunny mean.
Okay.
It's different. That's why I get the radio game.
That's what the radio's for.
Here's all I'm saying. Is it just me or do teenagers lack a certain respect and decorum these days?
You've become Pops Corolla, yes. You have. It's like, you need to respect the elder statesman, the man.
Love line with Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Joe.
Chip Douglas.
Clean that floor.
I just waxed the floor. Uncle Charlie was great. He was as funny a sitcom character as Brian Keith was in Family Affair. Jody, I gotta go out of town. But Uncle Beal, why you have to go to Asia? I got business. Mine, sissy. I'll be gone for a year. So I said, great, I'm going to kill myself.
He was asleep.
It was great. He was
sleeping,
like,
dad.
He was drunk. His eyes were closed. It was always bad news for the kids. Here's the story of Family Affair. Both parents were killed in a car crash, so they have to stay with the abusive alcoholic Uncle Bill.
and
the fruity Mr. French.
It's nice that Uncle Charlie, besides borrowing the crabbiness, also borrowed Mo Howard's haircut.
Yeah. He had a page boy. It was like a 65-year-old guy with a page boy.
Is that Uncle Charlie or the Brian Keith?
No, that's Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie had the Roman Emperor cut. Yeah, it was great.
Prince Valiant.
Yeah, and he'd be like...
70-year-old guy.
Ship! I got a souffle in the oven. Don't slam that door. I was always pissed off. He's wearing an apron. What the hell was going on with that sitcom? And where was the mom? Did she die in the car crash with Mr. Bill?
Everyone was a widow or a widower in the 60s.
I know. It must have been.
There were no parents.
It was brutal because
Eddie's father
could be divorced.
Yeah.
Right?
And yet everyone was, so they could only make sitcoms about single parents.
They couldn't actually be divorced, but every premise was, well, the parents are going to live with this. So the first episode of the sitcom was always the parents dying. which is not a great place to start a sitcom.
Brady Bunch.
He was a widower.
That's a widow. We meet a widower.
Right. And
Eddie's father.
Also,
Eddie's father.
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
I think
the Full House. Wasn't that a weird?
Everyone died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of death on television.
Yeah. Yeah. We had to start the sitcom.
But then every Disney film starts with that too.
All right. Dan, it's
the stepmother.
It's nice for 8 and 9 year olds to go to movies where the 8 and 9 year old kids had a parent snuffed out. That's a good time. Dan?
Yeah, hey, before my question, I can connect Florida and Germany together.
All right.
Why they are both crappy.
Why?
First off, Jeb Bush, his grandfather funded the Nazis when they were in Germany. And his house got seized in 1932. Because he banked with the Nazi army.
All right. Dan?
Yeah.
You're a virgin?
Yes.
Yeah, shocking. Anybody knows anything about history or World War II or world politics?
I know
still
plenty of history
Heimer.
About World War II. So.
All right, I just know.
At least you're using your virginity time well.
Here's the thing about
digging up dirt on the president in wartime.
18-year-old guys who know nothing are the guys who get laid. And the ones who know the timeline from the early 30s in Nazi Germany are the guys who don't get laid. Women punish you that way. The more you know, the less you get laid. Dan? Oh, by the way, let me just say this. I know Triumph was, when I said the more you know, he was doing like the PSA, the public service announcement thing. Seems like every day I see another cast member from Friends telling you to talk to your kids. It's like David Schwimmer. First off, when you do one of those public service announcements, you have to catch the actor in the middle of something. I was just doing a little data entry, my laptop. Oh, I'm going to look up. Now here you are. As if you just walked into the room. He was working on his laptop on the set, and he's like, talk to your kids. Speak to them. Ask them what went on during the day. The more you know, the more you talk. Talk to your kids. And I'm thinking, first off, most of these people don't have kids. Right. I don't even know if Schwimmer has any kids.
No.
So why are we taking advice from him to talk? Right. And secondly, is it a little condescending to have a 40-year-old guy with no kids telling us to talk to our kids? And by the way, do we need... That's the PSA? Talk to your kids?
When I saw Schwimmer, he wasn't typing. He was just in the middle of sucking. He was just, hi, I was just sucking over there, but I wanted to say something.
True, you have kids, and if you hadn't seen that PSA, you wouldn't
I would
know
never
to speak
to them.
Them.
Would not know to
you
speak to them. They know they understand English.
Daddy, are we going to the Dodger game this weekend? You'd be like, you just shake your head. Or
until I heard that PSA.
Can you imagine if, like, Fred Mertz had done this kind of thing in the 50s? You know, hi, I'm William Frawley. Talk to your kids. His pompous ass. It doesn't happen. Nowadays, you do a sitcom for 5 years. You think you can say anything to anybody.
Talk to them. Talk to Fred Mertz with his
pants
over his nipples. he's got his arms up like he's
what would they have told us, man? What would they have been announced?
Hey, I'm Fred Mertz.
Now, back then, the PSAs would have been like, don't drink a lot if you're going to drive. And if you're going to smoke, one cigarette at a time.
Yeah. So put your cigarettes out in the ashtray.
Yeah. Cigarettes out. If you're going to be in an operating room, always ash the cigarette in a proper ashtray. Would have been great. Yeah. Now it's just distilled down to talk to your kids.
Talk to your kids once a year.
Yeah,
that's aside one day a year to talk to your kids. I'm Fred Mertz.
I want to hear Come Poop With Me. Let's hear another.
We got to hear something else.
This is a very frustrating track they're going to play. You know, because
when I
go on this show, it brings back bad memories. You know, because as a dog trying to function in society, it's not easy, especially when I try to make calls on the phone. And what they have ready to play here is a call I made. A sex-related call to a hotline, to an STD hotline.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right, well, that's the next cut.
You need to have him as a crank anchor puppet.
Oh, he's too big.
Yeah, he's too big.
A lot of legal problems there with NBC.
Oh, yeah, it's big problems.
They own everything except my testicles. And that's because the vet took them off.
Come Poop With Me. Now, they have the inserts now, the nudicles, they call them. They can put them
testicular reconstruction, yes.
Right.
animals?
Looked into it, yeah.
A new lease on life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Let the ladies know you mean business.
Doesn't bring back the jizz.
Come on.
Are we going to hear the cut? Yeah, I thought I was setting it up so beautifully.
Yeah, you were. Just Drew jumped in. Come with me. Name of the CD, and this is called...
My call to an STD hotline. Very frustrating.
Yes, I'm a little concerned. I'm looking for a hotline or something to tell me about STDs.
I can let you speak to a nurse. She can talk to you about that.
All right.
Hold
on. All right, please.
Hold on.
Okay.
This is Denise. I'm the nurse here. Can I help you?
Hello. Yes, I have this problem. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. It's like an STD thing.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just... I'm worried, and it's so embarrassing. I don't know how to...
We can make an appointment for you to come in.
Can I just talk about it real quick?
Get
it off my chest.
Sure, go ahead.
It's embarrassing. Pardon my language, okay?
That is fine.
I'm having a problem with... I don't know how to... My balls taste funny.
They what?
My testicles, they taste funny.
Taste funny?
Yes. They do. And I don't know why.
How do you know they taste funny?
What do you mean, how do I know? Believe me, they taste weird. They taste like poop, and not the good kind.
I don't know. I've never heard of an STD that causes that, though.
Oh, thank God.
So I don't know what's going on, but I don't... I've never heard of one.
Well,
of that.
I don't know. I mean, I was... Maybe I dragged them in something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so.
I'm just scared.
Float your soap or something like that may be causing that.
I don't use soap.
Oh, you don't use soap?
I just clean myself. I'm just so scared. It's just weird. Normally, they taste delicious.
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with the sexually transmitted disease.
So it's okay to keep licking?
To keep what?
I asked you, is it okay to keep licking? I don't have to worry.
I don't guess so.
You don't think it is okay or it's not?
Well, I've got a patient waiting. I don't see any problems with... I mean, you know, I don't know. Talk to your doctor.
I'm so relieved.
All right. Goodbye.
Thank you. I'll go lick myself.
Bye.
Bye.
That is Triumph, the comic dog. Come poop with me, the name of the CD. Many other gems like that on the CD.
Many
well,
other gems.
A little bit insensitive to his canine needs, too.
They're yeah.
A little stressed.
You know, they're supposed to be there to help, and they're like, what? Yeah. What? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
What maybe, is this?
Maybe we should get Schwimmer to man that line.
Yeah, he'll just say something very important and hang up the phone and, you know, preen himself. He'll go talk to Kelsey Grammer about how great both of them are.
Talk to your kids. All right, we got to take ourselves a little break. Triumph, the insult comic dog here tonight. The new CD is called Come Poop With
CD
Me.
CD and DVD.
And
we
DVD.
Should, yes.
And DVD.
Lot of visual jokes for you to poop on.
It's solid. Brown to the core humor. So for you, if you like Triumph, you're going to love this CD. Yes, Triumph?
I'm not so sure.
Oh, no, he's modest. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tomorrow night, Lincoln Park in here. Triumph, the insult comic dog, big fan
of Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Yes!
He likes any band that has the name Park in it. He likes that word.
Memories.
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember before the leash laws, he used to be able to just run wild in those places.
Oh, sure. And Linkin is a happy image, too, just because his leg is so long.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
That's a woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, you couldn't miss that leg. Yeah. I don't care how loaded you are.
Right.
You
go into a time machine.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a big head. He was a rangy guy for his first day, Lincoln was. And then the Lincoln Monument, though. It's got a pretty good size.
He might pee on that, though. Not just.
Do you pee on the Lincoln Monument?
No, but I've humped it.
You've humped?
Oh,
I see.
Sure.
So we have a certain degree of respect for Lincoln. Yes. Didn't Schwimmer do a PSA where he told you not to pee on the Lincoln Monument or talk to your kids? Don't pee on the Lincoln Monument while you're talking to your kids.
Something like that, yeah.
You know what I'd like to do? I would like to do very specific public service announcements.
Right.
Do not pee on the Lincoln Monument, please. And just leave it at that. The more you know. Instead of the hugely vague, like talk to the kids, I'd like to reel it in and get super specific. Just pinpoint. With
now,
it.
Isn't that something we used to do on the Conan Show a little bit?
What
see,
you do?
That's
oh.
a funny bit oh. that we did on the Conan Show.
All right. See, the Conan
Late
Show full
Conan.
Full of funny bits. There's no doubt about
All
it.
All right.
No, it's chock full of funny bits. There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're being honest.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny. Conan's a good writer, and he's a decent host, and he's a funny guy. Just he's sort of non-human in his way of communicating.
Oh,
with you.
He's
all
right. man, believe
Is
me.
He?
Yes.
Trust me,
I've seen that thing up close.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Well, from your vantage point, too, and he's a tall man, I could see that thing.
Well, it's surprisingly small for a tall guy, I have
Which
to say.
Which is far really? Away.
Nicest thing I could say about it is that it's an outie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Jamie, you're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend has pictures of his old girlfriends. Like naked and like he has porn that he's mm-hmm. done, and I was just wondering if that's like a normal thing for guys to do.
You mean like he has videos of him and his ex-girlfriends having sex?
Yeah.
Does he watch them while he's having sex with you?
No.
Okay. What does he do with them?
No. I'm not really sure. I mean, I didn't really know about them.
How'd you find out about him?
Well, I saw some pictures and I was just asking him questions. Because, I mean, I had never really thought about that before. And he was, like, admitting to it. So,
How long have you been together with him?
A couple months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's the relationship going?
It's pretty good.
Believe me, he's got a few videos of you, too. Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jamie, not a great impulse. I mean, guys have that impulse, but to actually carry it out and then keep these things around and just
right.
not a... Just...
What? He's protecting his bet.
That's right. Yeah.
What happens if she dumps him? Then what? He's going to have to...
You know, use his memory. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at screw memory.
To beat off to a raft box like I had to do when I was 15 and had no porn. It's tough. Jamie?
Yes.
How old is this guy?
He's 20 also.
What does he do besides film himself having sex?
Well, actually, he's unemployed right now.
Hmm. So why are you with him? He doesn't sound like a great guy.
I don't know.
And how come you're not more outraged? I mean, here's how it usually goes. Yeah. The woman finds the porn, the movie, the pictures, whatever it is, of the ex-girlfriend. She insists that they be destroyed. The guy promises they'll be destroyed. He quickly... makes a
Puts
dupe
him in a vault.
Of it,
yeah.
and then destroys a version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
this
you can't put him in a vault. You have to destroy him.
Pretend to destroy him.
But you got to make a copy.
Right.
Yes.
That's why you should always have a few copies floating around.
Yeah. I just get the sense that something's up with this guy.
What else? Has he asked to film you?
No.
Do you think?
Does that hurt your feelings?
Exactly.
Like you're not quality enough for him to film?
No,
you're fat.
I kind of had that discussion tonight, but I'm into that. So
exactly, he just he knows he'll get the no. That's all it is.
All right,
he'd do it.
How did he let you find this stuff? That seems negligent.
I don't know.
Well, how did it come up?
Well, how did you find it?
Where is it?
It's on his computer.
Ah. The pictures or the movies?
Yeah, I've never actually seen. Them.
Oh, okay. All right. So it bothers you, right?
What have your previous relationships been like, Jamie?
What do you mean, like?
What have they been like? How have they gone for you?
She dated Uncle Charlie from My Three
That's
Sons
what I'm saying.
For a number of years.
Have they been successful? Where you felt good about them, or have they been kind of problematic? What's been the problem?
I don't know. I don't really. Date people seriously that often, so
how come?
All right, no, who cares? Not tired. Look, it happens.
It's very common. My dad kept tapes of him humping Ethel Merman's leg.
Really?
Long after. Honey, listen, you just stick with him and he'll stop. He won't care about it if he knows you're in it for the long haul. And then you'll be around, you'll be together for a while, and then he'll get interested in them again.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, by the way, if in the future, if everyone's just going to have film of everyone in either naked or humping.
Yeah, but the question is, were these women consenting that he should film these things? And why can't she, you know, the fact that she doesn't have any reaction to it other than sort of bewilderment is not the normal reaction.
Well, perhaps it's compassion, right?
Empathy, yes, for his needs, yes.
Maybe she thinks she should have done some videotaping.
She's, low self-esteem, to say the least. Yes? Yeah.
She cannot not mobilize any defense on her own behalf.
All right.
Wow.
Stand up for yourself.
Human talk is really something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In the animal world, it's like, sure.
You don't have any of that. No, you're simple.
No, you want to lick yourself to that gorilla over there? Go ahead.
You're simple. You're like Hawaiians. We're
uncomplicated.
Yeah,
is
you don't
what
have
we
all
are.
These big words and do. You don't do all this thinking.
There's a difference between
alphabet.
Simple and
right.
No alphabet. Alphabet is like a mind game.
Yeah. It's
such
gotta be
crap.
It's gotta be nice, Sarah.
Yes.
You're 25.
Yes.
What's your question?
I am very concerned about my boyfriend. He's barely giving me sex once a month, and I am used to it like 4 or 5 times a day, and I'm just not feeling it anymore.
You're fat.
True.
No,
please.
I'm not fat.
You're used to it 4 or 5 times a day?
Yes. That's what my previous husband.
Just from a guy or from your pets as well?
From my guy.
Wow.
And that's been in your previous relationships, not with this guy?
No, not with this guy.
This guy's been once a month from the beginning.
No, well, at the beginning it was like maybe a couple times a week, but since, I don't know, other girls have come around, like his ex-girlfriends, and he will like disappear for days on end, I've only been getting it like once a month, and then it's like even trying hard to get it from him.
All right. Sarah, you're screwed up, right?
No,
what's
I'm
wrong
not
with
up.
You? Oh, yeah. Let's dig into Sarah.
How many guys
stooped
you four or five times a day?
That was spread out between 6 guys.
Or bogus.
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Let's talk about you.
What about me?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a customer service rep.
Aha. Uh-huh. And your parents, were they together, divorced?
They're together.
All right. Dad treated you well?
Yes.
No sexual abuse?
Nope. None at all.
When did you lose your virginity?
Around 18.
Mm-hmm. No bipolar illness in your family?
What?
Manic depression?
I lost it from my husband.
No, any manic depressive?
No, I'm sorry, no.
And you were married?
What happened to your husband?
What happened to my husband? I divorced him.
How come?
Because he was abusive.
He was abusive.
Bing, 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 bing.
And your dad was not abusive to you?
No, my dad was never abusive to me.
Your biological father?
Nope.
All right. No, no stepdads?
I have a stepdad, yeah.
I thought your parents were still together.
Oh, it's bogus. Yeah, I can tell it's bogus in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
She had nothing behind. Well, she had nothing but anger.
It didn't make sense.
She had a little angry and a little nutty.
Yeah.
And then she was a chick. And chick.
I just, the 4 or 5 times a day thing.
No, it was bogus. It didn't fit together with the feeling and stuff like that.
But we actually, women, we don't suspect.
The whole time I was thinking there's a guy in the room, there's a guy behind her.
They work women like puppets because they know they can get through. You see what I mean?
Right.
Soon Al-Qaeda's going to start using blondes against us. Don't worry. We don't suspect women. Women don't make prank phone calls.
Right.
They don't have a sense of humor.
Right.
There has to be a guy behind it.
Manipulating. Now, do you ever get Baba Booey's on this show?
Occasionally.
No.
We used to.
We did?
Yeah, a long time
ago. We don't get the Baba Booey's.
Okay.
We don't get that. We don't get enough. I mean, I don't really care because we leave at midnight. So I'll take as many as we can take before midnight.
I think Baba Booey's are a good sign. It shows that, you know, they feel your show is important to plug Howard on.
Well, I haven't got one in like 6 years. So
evidently. Ouch.
Jim? That's because you're on Howard. They don't, you know what I mean?
Someone give these guys a Baba Booey.
Hey, Jim?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
I've got a Germany or Florida for you.
Perfect.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
All right. A bar gives women the opportunity to drop off their spouse if they wish to go shopping with their without their partner.
We've had this one, too. We had this one.
Hey, yeah. Phone screeners, got to check these.
What they are. What is the question? What is the story they're going to tell us?
I would have... Aren't we doing that, or?
What? So what was that one?
It's basically
it was one from about 3 months
set
ago.
Set up a wood shop for guys to hang out in during while the
Germany.
Yeah.
Yes. All of right. course.
All right. We have a question for Triumph. Actually, want to take that one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Mike.
Hello.
Yes. You have a question for Triumph?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Where's your accent from?
My accent, it's a dog accent.
I know, but it sounds like it's from a foreign country.
Well, you know, it's a... I never got the chance to ask my mom what country she was from because...
They took you away from her?
I was separated, yes.
Puppy mill, big litter.
Oh, puppy God. Mill, yes,
she
yes.
She was Afghan?
Fine, I was abused.
That's right.
We were neglected.
My lord. That's what this is about. You're just trying to get it out of me. Yes, I was abused.
Yeah, it's tough. You have a big litter of 8 or 10 dogs. You're separated from your mother's teat very early.
Were nothing to, there were no great shakes.
Really?
Oh, I used to give her teats. I used to ride them something fierce.
Really?
Hey, nipple! If you were any smaller, I'd need CPR.
but surely you could go back to that puppy farm, they would remember you. You were the talking dog.
I mean, you made it out. Yeah.
But
I mean,
we all talked, you know.
Really?
Yes, you know.
How come we don't encounter other talking dogs?
Because they're not funny.
Oh.
Yeah,
so they keep their mouth shut.
They have nothing to say.
Yeah, it's kind of a Mr. Ed thing.
Right.
Well, they do talk, but not in front of you.
Yes.
And, you know, they call up the Los Angeles Dodgers and give advice, yes, but they yes. think that it's
right. And
it's very complicated.
Always clam up when the boss
around,
comes
yeah.
by.
Right.
I'm not that shy.
Hey, Mike. I hope that shed some light on your semi-retarded question.
Sorry, honestly, I never even know. My father never even knew what breed my mom was because he never saw her face.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, it worked. Oh, doggy style.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's tough, too. And, you know, with dogs, there's... Drew, they're almost all mutts these days. And the purebreds...
Well, his mom was an Afghan, though.
A purebred, yeah, they're crazy.
I know. The facts change with every joke. I'm a whore for laughs, you see.
We have
we're
taking a break, but when we come back, who are we going to talk to? Each girlfriend has cheated on him. Poor 17-year-old Drew. Not Drew the doctor, or the man who claims to be a doctor, but Drew the 17-year-old caller has been... cheated on, and who else are we going to talk to, Drew?
We'll get some more calls up there.
All right. We'll
get
be
more calls.
Right back with you and Triumph after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. Triumph, the insult comic dog,
yes.
here tonight. Linkin Park tomorrow night, and then Cypress Hill and Papa Roach. All big fans of Triumph, and I know he's a big fan of theirs as
you
well.
You bet. Whatever it takes.
The Come Poop With Me, name of the CD, out as we speak.
And DVD.
And DVD. You get them both.
I poop on people on the DVD, like Jared from Subway and the Dell guy.
You actually peep on and poop on
him? I spiritually poop on Jared and on the Dell guy and on Janine Garofalo.
Impressive.
Funny. She's treading dangerously close to Margaret Cho territory in the comic world. I don't know what happened to her. She decided not to be funny. Like, she had to take some oath not to be funny, like, after May of 2003. Like, what?
She's a sourpuss.
Yeah, she got all into the politics and everything and just sort of went batty.
She used to be fun. Now she's more sour than a lemon in B. Arthur's vagina.
That's Whoa. Right. Someone else Woo. Who's not funny anymore. All right.
Is she alive anymore?
Yeah. B. Arthur? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
She must be 90, 85.
No, she looks great.
You seen her?
She did a one-woman show on Broadway. B. Arthur on Broadway. Why is that funny?
It's the first time a man has done a one-woman show.
Yes.
John?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's
hey,
up? You
Adam,
have a question
up,
for Triumph?
Yeah. First,
okay.
First, I got to say, Adam, you are the funniest man alive. The Man Show is not the same without you.
Yeah, tell Conan that.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not. I don't care. It's all about it. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Have a question for Triumph?
Yes, Triumph.
Yes.
How did you get your big break on Conan's show? Like, how did he find you?
He found me at the Westminster Dog Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't really competing. I was just hanging around to swoop in on all that poonanny.
Right.
You know, because there's nothing like Westminster poon.
And plus, you know, after the dogs are disappointed, the bitches by second or third place, you just swoop in and pick up the pieces,
I operate exactly the way Lenny Kravitz does at the fashion show.
Right, right.
Only my testicles are cleaner than his.
That's right. He's a great man. Lenny Kravitz, by the way,
yes.
I swear to Christ, on my bachelor party, we went out on this houseboat. There was a Lenny Kravitz CD in there. Oh, by the way, is there anything worse than his remake of American Woman, by the way? The Guess Who American Woman, the 15-minute version, sucked holy ass.
Right.
And the only thing that could make it worse is him. But here's the point.
Well, Phil Collins could have covered
it. That's true. Here's the ultimate crap. Phil Collins covers Lenny Kravitz songs covered from the Guess Who. That would be the ultimate trickle down of S. But here's the point. There was a best of Lenny Kravitz CD, which to me is an oxymoron. But anyway, I don't know why.
It's like me bottling the steam of my own poop.
The guy bothers me. But here's the point. On this CD, I was drunk. I was just sitting there. I opened it up and I started counting the pictures of Lenny Kravitz within the Lenny Kravitz best of CD, and then put it to a vote with the guys. All right, guess how many pictures? And just a regular CD, not a double set, nothing. Just regular, just like Come Poop With Me. No different than that. How many pictures of Lenny Kravitz in there? 55.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. A little light, too. Most people that know him expected more. But anyway, just seems like a raging narcissist. Yes? Okay. All right. That's my Lenny Kravitz story. Never
there you go.
The man just counted his pictures.
Mine, too.
What does it say about Adam that he counted the pictures?
He's a very, very curious man.
That's it?
Well, after
and bitter.
After,
there you go.
After seeing his puss on the front and flipping it over and seeing it on the back and then opening it up and seeing
I'm with you.
A collage of
him. Did we answer John's question?
Are you kidding? I'm bitter up the ass, yes.
Oh, good.
You bet, man.
The Westminster Dog Show, that's right.
Right, that's where you...
Oh, yeah, no, they found me at Westminster. And yes, no, I wasn't really competing. I was just
escaping. Yeah. Chasing poodle skirt.
You got it.
All right. Let's talk to Isabel. Isabel?
Hi.
Hey. Germany or Florida? Florida?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. There's a guy and he's married. He has three children.
Three.
And he's suffering from dyspepsia or indigestion and severe mood swings. And he was taking an opiate. Well, one day he goes berserk and he tries to kill the children. Then he shoots and stabs his wife to death and tries to stab himself. Well, he stabs himself, tries to kill himself. Mm-hmm. When the police arrive, he mumbles, "Who could have done this to my darling wife?" and goes on and on about people hiding behind the pictures on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then he spent the rest of his life in an asylum for the criminally insane.
All right. Well, this, by the way, is I don't want to act like I'm dodging the question here or the challenge, but this is just a guy killing his family.
Yeah.
This is tragic no matter what country it takes place in.
This is a speed.
Speed?
Score, yeah.
You think it's speed?
Oh, yeah.
So and Florida?
Florida,
you think it's speed?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Triumph, you're going with Florida on this one?
This sounds like something that happened. It's a trick question. It happened in Rob Lowe's house in California.
Really?
Yeah,
California.
Yeah, California.
The Lowe Manor.
Yeah.
You gotta love Germany with the lederhosen and the exposed shin.
Sure, sure.
Because that's fur on skin sex there for you. We're going Florida. Yeah. Florida or Rob Lowe's house out here in Southern California.
Okay, you want to know?
Yeah. Yes.
It happened in 1882 in 19th century Germany.
Yeah. Oh, boy, she really really had to go back in the LexisNexis. That
could have been a brain tumor or other things. I mean, in those days, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't have to go for the common things that we deal with today.
All right. But unfair to do, although one day we will do a historical Florida
no,
or Germany.
No, we didn't specify modern times.
That's true. John?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're 21. What's up?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
recently, my girlfriend and I, we've been together for 2.5 years. We got in an argument because she found an abundance of porn in my room. What happened was I was in the shower. I came out of the shower, came into my room, and she was getting her purse, getting her stuff, getting ready to go. I looked on the bed because the bed was right behind where she was standing.
Too much story.
And all my huge porn collection I have was on the bed.
Yeah.
And she said, "I gotta go. I'll talk to you later." Really disappointed, really upset.
And to cut to the chase.
Yes, you're painting a beautiful picture, yes.
Yeah, you got a big bed full of porn.
Yeah, a queen-size bed full of porn, pretty much.
Yeah.
And what I did was, she was really upset. So what I did was, I went to a local drugstore. Being a guy, not wanting to get rid of my porn collection, I bought a bunch.
Today, Junior?
Yeah.
Bought a bunch of blank tapes, right? Uh-huh. So,
What's your question?
Okay, my question was, I replaced the blank tapes with, the porn tapes with the blank tapes.
Right.
Was I wrong to do that?
No.
I've been together for 2.5 years.
No question. Look, who cares?
She was really shocked? She had never seen Inches magazine before?
All right, you did the right thing. You just hide it now. Why did you have to replace it with the blank tapes? Did she need to see you destroy it?
Yeah. She wanted to burn the boxes, you know. And the boxes, I mean, these tapes are...
Oh, shut up. What is it? Is it National Jack-Off Day? I thought it was goddamn Veterans Day.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is that somehow some sort of dinner bell for jack-offs to call this show because a few hundred thousand people died in a foreign country so that we could be free?
Well, you know what? Tomorrow's a school holiday, too.
Is that what it is? It's like your grandfathers went to Europe and were slaughtered on the beaches of Normandy so you could have the freedom to call this show with your bogus jack-off calls. To hell with all of you, I say. Right, Triumph?
Unless you're coming to Leno tomorrow. If it's a kid's day off, please. I don't need the grannies.
That's a tough crowd.
Come to Leno.
Lot of blue hairs.
Seabiscuit! Where's Seabiscuit?
And they like the old dog humor, but I don't know if they're into the new wave poop and shin humor. You know what I'm saying?
Jail back me up, right?
No.
Right?
Jail bail out faster than Conan. Believe me. That's why those chairs have wheels at the desk. They do this. This is their move.
He just shot backward for those listening.
All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back to wrap up with you and Triumph after this. Well, that's the show. Linkin Park tomorrow night, everybody. I want to thank Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Come poop with me. The name of the CD.
You bet.
Go out and get that. Triumph, always a delight.
Check me out on Leno and TRL on Friday, yes.
Oh, yeah. Now that's your crowd.
Oh, yes.
You come back anytime. So.
Carson, will he support me?
He's good people.
All
he's
right.
Salt of the earth. Salt of the earth.
So your friends are good hosts.
Yeah. I love that, Carson. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
When I saw Schwimmer, he wasn't typing. He was just in the middle of sucking. He was just high. I was just sucking over there.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.